WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. More than 2,600 No Kings protests today across the country. Organizers said 7 million people mustered from Boston to Los Angeles, packing streets with signs and chants, protesting the Trump administration's policies, such as his mass deportations. ABC's Christian Cordero on Pennsylvania Avenue near the U.S. Capitol in D.C.
We spoke with Bill Nye, the science guy, recently, and he said compared to other protests that he has been through throughout the years dating back to the Vietnam War, he's seeing a lot more American flags, which he attributes to a sense of patriotism.
Several Shelby County, Tennessee leaders, including Mayor Lee Harris, have filed a lawsuit against Tennessee Governor Bill Lee concerning deployment of National Guard troops in Memphis. Disgraced former Congressman George Santos, whose prison sentence was commuted yesterday by President Trump, saying on social media today that he spoke with the president. The Republican pleaded guilty to two felony counts of wire fraud and identity theft. This is ABC News. An 18-year-old high school student in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, has died after contracting bacterial meningitis. Neshaminy High School in Langhorne issued a letter to parents.
School district officials, along with the Bucks County Department of Health, say Ryan Duffy was a high school senior and became sick last week after contracting bacterial meningitis. A letter to parents of the school obtained by ABC News say he was treated in the ICU before dying on Tuesday. Dr. Delana Wardlow practices family medicine and says bacterial meningitis is contagious.
It can be spread through respiratory droplets. It can be spread through coughing. It can be spread through sneezing.
Symptoms can include severe headaches, fever, and sensitivity to light. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And a tornado watch in effect until 8 Central Time tonight for parts of the Mississippi Valley, including much of Arkansas, northern Louisiana, and eastern Texas near Texarkana. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Turtle Island is Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Try ethnogenic products like Magic Mushroom Chocolate Bars from Silly Farms with five flavors, including favorites like Cookies and Magic, Wavy Wafer, and Strawberry Milkshake. Grow your own? Turtle Island has all-in-one, easy-grow systems. It's Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Turtle Island Dispensary is now two locations on East Johnson and State Street in Madison. Find them online at shopturtleisland.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Jane.
Hello.
And you are listening to Max Inc. Radio on WMDX 92.7 in our studio above State Street. And of course, every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m., we have Live from the Mad City featuring a performer, an interview. And you can always hear the podcast on civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio, plus Apple Music and Spotify. Madison singer, songwriter, and comedian Chloe Louise is no stranger to Max Inc. Radio, having appeared on Max Inc. Radio back when the artist had to perform in a room that doubled as the station owner's office. Chloe Louise, she's been here three times. She's been writing and performing for many years, and recently she started doing stand-up comedy, and ironically, right downstairs from us at Comedy on State. And recently, she has joined Max Inc. Radio team to help bring this show to you every Saturday night. But tonight, Chloe Louise is performing guest for our Live from the Max City, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Chloe, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much for having me in this capacity. This is awesome. Thank you.
Is this cool or what? Well, do you remember the old room that we recorded you in? It had a desk.
Yes.
It was very small.
I definitely remember it. This is grateful to be here anytime, but this is definitely the upgrade. It's pretty a beautiful view here.
Wow. Chloe Louise, tell us how you got started playing music. What's your backstory?
Well, my backstory is that I was always a kid who sang and loved musicals and always did community theater, that kind of thing. I started writing songs really, really early, as soon as I was probably like 7 or 8 when I really started writing songs or figuring out that words could be put together in a way. I also, I guess, didn't really have a good grasp on that other kids weren't doing it, I guess. So I just thought like everyone
Everybody's writing songs.
Yeah, I thought I had a little yellow tape player, Yamaha, and I would like have my dad would give me blank tapes and I could record my own songs and stuff when I was really I think about that a lot. Like I don't know where it came from or like how I was able to.
That's so cute.
For sure.
So I was just about to ask you what your parents' role was in your musical upbringing.
I think my dad's listening right now. So hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
And it's funny because, you know, I get asked this a lot where with my parents, it's like, my parents aren't musicians. I don't come from a musical family. I didn't take lessons growing up, that kind of thing. I was in like school choir and stuff, but all my instruments, all that stuff was all self-taught. Hmm. I'm the oldest of 4 kids. We always had music like around and my parents have always been super supportive. But
do they have a record collection?
Sort of. I feel like I'm calling them out right now because
Who is in their record collection? Let's call them out.
I know. Well, my mom has a record player, but she's listening to like I got her like Chapel Roan for her birthday on vinyl. So I don't know.
Wow.
Like collecting.
That's pretty cool.
And good taste.
Yeah, my parents have really good taste. I listen to a lot of different stuff. My mom really shaped, I think, my songwriting even more so because she had me really young. I was listening to maybe things that other kids my age weren't just because of that. A lot of, I know she loves when I talk about how she listened to a lot of Eminem in the minivan and Kanye and stuff like that. Oh. So it was a lot of like, I figured out you could fit a lot of words into a lot of, songs. So I that's probably why my songwriting now is just an overload of lyrics and just because I listen to a lot of stuff, a lot of ABBA, a lot of, I don't know, just so much. Alanis Morissette, so much. But Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music is really who taught me to sing when I was really little. So,
well, you were just talking that you were in community theater?
Yeah, I'm
what did you do in the community theater?
I did a lot of community theater. I did, like, an example would be when I was younger, my dad took me. That was another thing is my parents were never, like, stage parents, but my dad always drove me to, like, auditions and he would like drop me off at rehearsal and pick me up all the time. And I did, I grew up in DeForest. So I was in like the drama club there and I had a really influential theater director who was my theater director from the age 7 until, we were close until she sadly passed away a few years ago. And she like I would then also go to Madison for auditions in like community theater, which was, that was like cool when you were younger because it was like, I don't know, the Madison productions were always bigger. And for example, I auditioned to be, in Annie in Madison when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
And I made it to the final 2 and I learned a lot about, like auditioning and stuff. But I, out of 150 girls or something, I made it to the top 2 to be Annie. And then I was one of the 6 orphans. But that also meant that I was, 12 years old going to rehearsals 6 days a week. And I really learned like discipline in a way that was like, you know, I mean, I had to go to auditions and be like around adults all the time judging you, and you would be like a kid being like, here's my sheet music. And, wow. You know, I just had to learn with like adults rejecting me to my face, that kind of thing. Not that I honestly, I mean, I worked really hard as a kid and I got to be in a lot of really cool musicals. I also got to do a lot of, you know, theater productions where I was.
Well, you're a two-time Rising Star finalist.
Oh, yeah.
MAMA Award nominations, and you were with Sunday Night Records.
Yes.
That was back in 2017. What was it like competing in the scene back at that time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was in the Rising Stars competition, yes, 2016 and 2017 at the Overture Center here. And I was so, I mean, I played songs just like I'm about to tonight. And I was, you know, there was a lot of people who were really like, trained and really talented, and I kind of came in there like, hey y'all, like in my sundress, like how's it going? And man, you know, I made,
how old were you at that time?
I was in, I don't remember, early 20s,
yeah,
or something. Okay. Like that. And
so you're young in your career.
Yeah, I definitely, it was one of those things where I just like, I got to make a lot of really great connections through that. I've gotten a lot of cool opportunities through doing Rising Stars. I've gotten to perform at the Frosty Ball. I got to...
The Frosty Ball?
Hell yeah. Oh, heck yeah.
That's it. You can end your career now. Well, let's get to live music from the Mad City with Chloe Louise, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. And the first song you have for us tonight is one of your latest. It's called Handle With Care. And you must not have heard that there's a 3-foot drop test.
No.
Okay, tell us about this song.
This song, what's funny is that I wrote this song. I've been writing like happier stuff this summer, which is crazy. I spent
Yeah, that's crazy, all right. It is crazy. I mean, from somebody who came from the drama club, right?
Yeah, for sure, literally. I've been writing happier stuff, so sometimes songs just are what they are, and sometimes they have double meanings and sometimes they don't, but like this one is pretty it's kind of just about wanting to follow your heart and being like open to new things after going through, you know, my personally going through a separation and divorce is like a lot. So you then moving forward and dating new people and whatever, it can be a little tricky and scary, but you just kind of do it anyway. And yeah, that's what I wrote that about.
All right, well, let's check it out. Handle With Care. This is Chloe Louise. You're listening to Live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio.
Dress, it quickly turned to black. If you ask where I've been, I would say pretty sad. I met someone new, he's nothing like his dad. Been seeing things differently, I don't feel bad. Picking petals, does he nod or does he like me? I don't know, but I like the way he's got me acting. I don't know if I know what the heck is happening. Is he into me or is this something I'm imagining? Am I imagining things? I don't know if you even think I'm nice, but you got me checking my phone in the middle of the night. Maybe I don't want to know if you really mean it. Maybe instead of leaving, we could just fall asleep. I'm laughing like a kid, your jokes they always hit. A man making me laugh is something I hate to admit. And we could hang out, let things come so easily. It never seemed to work before, you bring a lighter energy. See right off the bat is that I'm seemingly different, seeming than my past. And a few times you and I, you have even crossed paths. Now I'm sitting cringing, wishing you would just forget that. Been kind of down, but these days you got me smiling. Forgot to shine, spending my prime time in hiding. I've heard a bit of
difficult thing or two about perfect timing. And you're cool and I like it, you provide a silver lining. I'm laughing like a kid, your jokes they always hit. Your man making me laugh is something I hate to admit. And we could hang out, let things come so easily. It never seemed to work before, you bring a lighter energy. Something I hate to admit, and we could hang out, let things come so easily. It never seemed to work before. I don't know where we'll go, but all I know is I wanna go with you. Look at me, yeah, I can see why you'd handle me cautiously.
Chloe Louise right here live in the, from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. Chloe, I saw that you had a show posted on Facebook April 11th, 2020 at the Cargo Coffee. And that was that was just after the lockdowns, right?
Yes.
And it was announced during the pandemic. And the show was to be streamed from your living room. Tell us about that time and kind of immediately jumping to action and performing when you had one of those shows that were, you know, probably canceled and you decided to stream, and that really changed the whole music scene.
Yeah, that is so funny because I played a show at Cargo last night in person, and we talk about that a lot just during that time. Yeah, I mean, I played a show, I remember, on March 6th, on March 7th, and then I like never saw live audiences again for a long time. So
right.
Then I played, the virtual shows were awesome. It was a really fun time. I remember like still doing full glam because it was like on camera and it went everywhere, and it was kind of nice because I had family like on the East Coast, I had family in California, I had family that all got to watch it, and people were feeling really generous back then too. I remember like I got a Venmo, was pretty awesome at the time. I was like,
oh, yeah, everybody
like,
got a Venmo back then.
Yeah,
huh?
Like Cargo was so cool about that, and they were like always posting, and so yeah,
and that was the Cargo Coffee, and they kind of pioneered a streaming series.
Yeah, I got to do it live.
Booked it
from Cargo as well too. So I did a couple that were like from your living room, but then they kind of did it where it would be like me and one friend that got to come, and they would, you know, it would be virtually.
You were still
streamed
on stage, but there was nobody there. I know that was strange doing those shows, audience-less shows, but.
And I
actually,
would be like,
people out there were watching, right?
Yes, it was pretty incredible to be able to still do that even during that time. That was so like crazy and at a time where we didn't really know if we'd get.
I remember we were doing our shows, and in fact, I think one of your first shows was during the.
I was gonna say
the pandemic that we were there, you know,
in that studio, because that's where. You were. I remember specifically someone being like, oh, yeah, it's good you're in here anyway. Like, you have to be in the separate room. Like, it was kind of like,
Yeah, the lair.
Yeah.
The devil's lair. Yeah. It was a separate room. And
what every girl in her 20s wants to go is go hang out with two men in the devil's lair on a Saturday night after dark, you know?
That's right. Good times.
I'm picking up I'm following in your footsteps right now.
Totally.
Tell us about your band, the Heartbreak Club.
Yeah.
You guys played Summerfest, Harley Stage. Are you ever going to get that band back together? That was a great band.
Yeah, I had like the greatest, they're still my good friends, my close friends. I say it always sounds so dramatic. I actually have to come up with a better story so that it doesn't sound as bad as it is. Because it always is like, oh, we broke up this summer. But it wasn't that. It was that like a lot of my new stuff I'm doing, I've just been literally doing on my own in my room, like making it from scratch myself, all of that. And my bandmates are like really incredible, talented musicians who have all these opportunities. And it just kind of felt like the right time. I played with the same people for 8 years, and that's like a Hollywood marriage. And especially in the music scene, that's crazy. But, and we're all, I got a text from Lawrence about an hour ago. I got, you know, most of them were at my show last night. Like, we still are. But yeah, as far as like having full live band shows, I'm not really sure when that's happening next, but it's, I always feel like it will. We're just kind of taking a break doing, but they're kind of doing all their, I get to kind of be a fan of them more instead of being the front man, I guess. I've been really enjoying watching. I mean, I'll talk about Lawrence all day, but, you know, he is one of those people who, like, when I met him, he's this most incredible drummer, but he's so shy, and now he is doing these projects and being a front man, and I'm like, I kind of, I don't know, it's a good time to just kind of watch and support my friends.
Well, let's get back to live music from the Mad City with Chloe Louise, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called North Patterson. I mean, I'm imagining this song is about the happenings on this East Side Madison street.
It is. I like the getting to sing this on this show is very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. North Patterson. This is a true story.
Do you live over there or something?
A boy lived over there, Rocker. Yes, okay. A boy lived over there.
We get it. We get it.
And I was dating somebody, we broke up, and he was very good friends with my friend Connor Brennan, who you've played on the show before, his band Woodrow, former band, and he just had a new album come out yesterday. Go stream it, please, Connor Brennan's new album. I went to one of his shows, this was right before the pandemic, and me and his good friend had just broken up. And I had been talking to their group of friends, and they'd been like, so are we going to hear like a bunch of songs about, let's call him Greg. About Greg now. Greg. And I said, you know, musicians, it takes a minute to process feelings. It's probably going to be 5 to 7 years before you hear anything. And it has been 5 to 7 years.
Wow. Perfect timing.
Yep. And I wrote the song. And, you know, I've only name dropped somebody in a song once. And it wasn't, and, you know, it wasn't the guy who got the name drop. It's his best friend, but that's okay. I wrote a song. This is what happened. North Patterson. They all lived in this house together. And,
all right. Yeah. Well, Greg, you're still safe. You're listening to Live from the Mad City with Chloe Louise, and this is North Patterson.
It's been about 5 years since I met you downtown with your friends singing at that place, the Karaoke Kid. Do you remember what you did? You played it so cool, friend of a friend. You say things come to an end, and I don't know you now, but I think I knew you then. I'm thinking about all those years back on Patterson, the northern half. I'd smoke outside with your friend Jack, and I always liked Jack. I'd talk so sweet behind your back, the best summer that I had had. And he asked me about if he would hear a song about you. I said in a year or two or tonight. Think about you then, about how I was in love with Jack's friend on North Patterson. Video of you on the beach playing ukulele, was it for me? I pretend it might be, cause it might be. We could say that we were kids, but baby, you were 26. I ran to you and you ran and hid. I'm thinking about all those years back on Patterson, the northern half. I'd smoke outside with your friend Jack, and I always liked Jack. I'd talk so sweet behind your back, the best summer that I had had. He asked me about if he would hear a song about you. I said in a year or two or tonight. Think about you then, about how I was in love with Jack's friend on North Patterson. Patterson, the northern half. I'd smoke outside with your friend Jack. Hi, Jack. I'd talk so sweet behind your back, the best summer that I had had. He asked me about if he would hear a song about you. I said in a year or two or tonight. Think about you then, how I was in love with Jack's friend on North Patterson. Oh, I was in love with Jack's friend on North Patterson.
Wow. The friend Jack on North Patterson. That is pretty cool. East Side. Let's go. You're listening to Live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio with Chloe Louise. Chloe, you're getting back to music after taking a break. Were you gone? Why were you gone? And talk about coming back in your new direction.
Yeah. So I, me and you have bonded over a bit is a little bit of near-death experiences.
Yes.
And my son was born in 2022 in June. He was born with a permanent brain injury. He has HIE, which is hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy. And so it is, you wouldn't maybe know it just by meeting him or whatever. But, we kind of had a rough go at the beginning. And he spent about 30 days in the NICU. And I spent about the last 3 years recovering from it. So I really kind of went through a weird phase where nothing felt like... It felt really, really shallow and lame to be singing about like boys and bars when I was like going through this really weird time in my life. And it didn't feel authentic, and it felt, I don't know, it was just a weird time. And then, I've eventually started working on a new project all by myself. Like, just it started with me being like, I could probably like make my own tracks. Okay, I could probably record my own vocals. Okay, I could probably, and it just went from there. And now I like accidentally have a 16-track album. I started working on that in February of 2023. I kind of wrapped that up this year. So I'm working on getting that out. And it really was like a concept project of just going through what I went through and dealing with a lot of different, survivor's guilt, a lot of different like feelings with that, and watching my son go through, having a kid with special needs is a whole other ball game. But
how old is he now?
He's now 3, and he's just like,
how's he doing?
He's insane. He's
what's his name?
His name is Everett.
Is he listening tonight?
Maybe. I don't know. He's with his dad, and so I don't know. We'll see. Maybe. But I kind of am like, he's heard me on here before, definitely.
Okay.
He's come to shows. He's been on stage. I mean, I was puking in the alley of the frequency, it was not the it was Barley Pop at the time, but when this was happening, when I was early pregnant, I was puking in the alley, during sound check. So
that's a story for you.
He's been on stage literally since womb. So,
for you, when you're writing music, what comes first, melody, lyrics, or concept?
It kind of depends, but probably lyrics.
Like that one that was brewing for 10 years.
Yeah, that one
that was probably
funny.
Concept, right?
That one specifically, I had this weird hook in my head that was like, meet me on the north half of Patterson. Even back then when I was dating him, I remember having it in my phone, like north half of Patterson, north half of Patterson. And so I knew I would use that someday, but it's weird because it's like sometimes there's songs that I literally write in 15 minutes and they're the ones that been playing now for 10 years because they are people's favorites. And then there's songs that like that where it starts off as a concept. I knew someday I would write that. I didn't know when. And then with what I've been working on this year, it just kind of fit. I guess I had to put like a semi-happy song in there.
Semi-happy. We can't have a full happy song.
We need
a semi-happy. Well, let's get back to live music from the Mad City with Chloe Louise, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it is called Can't Help Yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's an unreleased song that you wrote for a competition in 2018. And now you're singing it at Nate Mang's upcoming wedding.
I am. I played a show with him at Cargo last night. And, they have you say, when's your next gig? And we both were like, Nate's wedding is our next gig. But I don't want to share too much of what they're doing. But, imagine Nate Mang got to make his perfect open mic lineup of, Madison musicians. And we all are getting to do
so more than you are performing
there? Yes. But it was funny because when I reached out to him, I was like, if you, I'm getting to sing a couple songs or whatever. And I'm like, if I had to ask him, and he picked this one, and it's such a deep cut, and it's weird, but I'm planning on putting it out this year, talking about Full Circle. I wrote it back then, but it just kind of makes more sense now. It's also my mom's favorite song of mine. So,
well, let's check it out. This is Can't Help Yourself, Chloe Louise, live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio.
There's an ad, half a dozen for sale, yellow lamps. I say I want them all, you just look at me and laugh. And you say, maybe one day when we get a fence and a yard. Don't want to risk a love like this or look ahead too far. But here we are. You can't help yourself. You're flipping through pages, looking at real estate. I can't help myself. I'm reading about engagements, thinking maybe one day it'll be me and you, 82, sharing coffee and reading the news on Sunday mornings. You can't help yourself. You can't help yourself. We look movie times, trying to pick which one to see. You say, fine, we could see the romantic comedy just to make me happy. And you heard our favorite corner store clerk. He passed away last Saturday. Hard to read that today. You can't help yourself. Flipping through pages, looking at real estate. I can't help myself. I'm reading about engagements, thinking maybe one day it'll be me and you, 82, sharing coffee and reading the news on Sunday mornings. You can't help yourself. You can't help yourself. And you say, maybe someday you could be my wife. And I say, hey, what are you doing every Sunday for the rest of your life? You can't help yourself. You're flipping through pages, looking at real estate. I can't help myself. I'm reading about engagements, thinking maybe one day it'll be me and you, 82, sharing coffee and reading the news on Sunday mornings. You can't help yourself. You can't help yourself. It'll be me and you, 82, sharing coffee and reading the news on Sunday morning.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Wow, what a great song. Can't Help Yourself. That is Chloe Louise. You're listening to Live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. We will be right back.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Green and gold football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Got a new puppy?
Huh? Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. We are live from the Mad City right here on WMDX 92.7. I'm Rocker here with Jane.
Hello.
And tonight we have Chloe Louise.
Hello.
Live in the studio. Been really good so far.
Thank you.
And we've got some lots of good questions and a bunch of songs left to play. Chloe, let's talk about something funny.
All right.
You have started doing stand-up comedy, and your next show is coming up November 1st at the Minocqua Brewing Company at 3 p.m. right here in Madison. What inspired you to do stand-up comedy?
My trauma.
Your trauma?
Yeah.
Is that really funny?
I mean, if you don't laugh, you cry. So I guess, yeah, I mean, I am a huge stand-up fan. I used to work at the comedy club here on State Street, and I love comedy so much, and I've always kind of incorporated like comedic aspects into my music and my lyrics and stuff. But I decided just kind of on a whim in the beginning of the summer to do stand up. And yeah, I've done it a few times. And then I was realizing that like it can be a little difficult to kind of like get in with the people who've been doing it a while. And I've been doing music for a while, but the comedy scene is like a whole different.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say, you know, what's the difference in the audience?
I would say...
I mean, is it scary to get in front of those people? Because
I would do this...
There's like hecklers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I would do this like 100 times over than like music. I can play like an hour-long show, no problem. I do a three-minute set and I am, scared. It's scary. It's different. I don't know. It's really different, but it's really fun too. It's like a different challenge for me and... it's been cool, and then I just decided to kind of like start producing my own shows
they're comedy pop-ups, right? I think we need to talk.
Mm-hmm. So I
that's an interesting title.
Yeah, I used to in 2021 I had a podcast called I Think We Need to Talk, and it was like a comedy mental health podcast, and so that's always been brewing. Like, I would have comics on and interview them and stuff, and not just comics, musicians, a bunch of people, but different walks of life. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of where that title came from, because, it is kind of just like, it kind of encompasses a bunch of different things. But I Think We Need to Talk is like, it could be a breakup, it could be anything, but I think we need to talk about comedy, I think we need to talk about it. So it's just, kind of that way, whoever's on it, it's like never really like pigeonholed into a theme. They can talk about what they want.
I mean, when you got up there for the first time and you decided to do comedy, right? And you start, it's like silence, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
What
do you start with? Do you get something to get them to laugh right away?
Yes. Well, I did this thing where I was like, I'm new to this, and because I'm a musician, I'm used to singing and getting a reaction, and I would do like a thing where I'm like, if you know these songs, sing it back to me, and I would say like a Taylor Swift lyric, and then the crowd would sing it back, and it was kind of like, okay, now I know my demographic. And just things like that. Like, I don't know. I can't, the most of the things I talk about, I cannot talk about here, but, just for, you know, censorship issues and such. But, but oh yeah, my. I definitely have, I don't hold back in my comedy at all. I tend to be a little more discreet, I would say, in my music with things, and then in my comedy I'm so
let it all hang out.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, we gotta go check you out. The Minocqua Brewing Company at 3 p.m on November 1st.
Yes.
See Chloe Louise doing stand-up comedy. Well, let's get back to live music from the Mad City with Chloe Louise, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called SOS. And it's made with collaborator Lawrence Gann, mm-hmm. who is a.k.a. Johnny Millionaire. Yes. Tell us about this song before you play.
I wrote this driving back from St. Louis, visiting my friend Connor. He's from St. Louis area, and I was driving back in September of 2021, and I wrote this in my car, and then left it there for like a year or so. And then when I came to Lawrence, and Lawrence had been getting into the production side of things more, and he was like, can I make a track for this song? And I was like, yep. And he did. And we premiered it here. He came with me.
That's
back
right.
Then. Yeah. And then, yeah. So now I sing it acoustically sometimes without him, but yeah, it just is really special. Cause it was like, I don't know. We just made like a fun, like we just kind of, we both have a respect for like, certain kinds of pop music that's very like Avril Lavigne, very like 2001 different sounds, and I feel like he made that with this song. And I mean, he's the first person I send new songs to always, so it was fun working with him this way.
Well, let's hear it. This is SOS, Chloe Louise, live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio.
In a made-up world, yeah, I'm completely different. I've got thick skin and long blonde curls. Yeah, I'm more indifferent. I just sit and listen. In a made-up world, the worst things that have happened to me, they could be cured, but I know they won't be. But that's just my reality. But I make it look easy. I'm just one flight from the rest of my life. I should go home, but I just wanna drive. I'm so sick of being called a survivor. All I wanna do is run away and live by the water. In a made-up world, I don't care how people see me. I don't text back as fast, and I'm not quite as needy. And I leave people when they leave me. And I don't sing every feeling, because I'm just one flight from the rest of my life. I should go home, but I just wanna drive. I'm so sick of being called a survivor. All I wanna do is run away and live by the water. I'm just one flight from the rest of my life. I should go home, I was somebody's wife. I'm so sick of being called a survivor. All I wanna do is run away and live by the water. I'm just one flight from the rest of my life. I'm just one flight from the rest of my life. I should go home, but I just wanna cry. I'm so sick of being called a survivor.
just one flight, and the rest of my life I should go home and with somebody's wife. I'm so sick of being called a survivor. All I wanna do is run away and live by the water.
I want to live by the water, too.
I know. You're like, take me with you.
I mean, we got four lakes, so there's a lot of water we can live by, I think. Yeah.
Chloe Louise right here on Live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. Chloe, you have some new music coming out in December, and you're working on some new projects.
Yeah.
Tell us about what's new. What are you working on?
Yes. The next, like, full album I want to put out is, it's called Theater Kid. And the reason it's called Theater Kid is just that because there's not really any rhyme or reason to it. It's very like mixtape as far as like styles. And there's not really like usually when I make something, it's like really cohesive. And I don't know if this is necessarily cohesive or not. They're mad about it. Live in studio.
I was waiting to see like some kind of car accident outside. They're all honking.
Just an impatient man, I'm sure. Anyway, but I've also then lately been working on like a lot of more like acoustic stuff. Before I kind of went through like my stuff that's coming out is very like there's a lot of synth, there's a lot of pop sounds, there's a lot of it's big. And then the newest stuff I'm working on is like the exact opposite, where it's just a guitar. And so I really want to put out an EP that's those songs as well.
Wow. Have you ever like, do you ever play electric guitar?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I do. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to think back.
I recorded with electric guitar on my like album and stuff.
Well, let's get back to live music. From the Mad City with Chloe Louise, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Dirt. It's your newest song, and it was just written for your upcoming project. And I don't even want to guess what this one's about.
I would actually like if you did.
Well, you know, it's like the mud joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our jokes are, you know, dirty, but if they don't go over your head, that's your fault.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what this is about.
You could play me any love song. I could tell you all the lines that I find remind me of you. Yeah, they do every time. Like a jukebox on shuffle, I've got so much on my mind. Started to believe that every love was just on borrowed time. I told you that I wanted to see the Milky Way. You say, funny that you say that. I've got it back at my place where the sky is big and all my restless thoughts seem to be sane. Do you feel the same? I've got so many things about me that I'd like to hide, but you're picking up the pieces underneath. You see the shine. I don't want to say it first because I don't want to wind up hurt. You seem to think I'm worth the work. Between the diamonds, I see dirt. You're picking up the pieces of a mess you didn't make. You tell me that I'm pretty even when I cry all day. I don't always know what's next or the right thing to say. When you see the path, I know, babe, you'll clear the way. I've got so many things about me that I'd like to hide, but you're picking up the pieces underneath. You see the shine. I don't want to say it first because I don't want to wind up hurt. You seem to think I'm worth the work. I see dirt. You see diamond. I see dirt. Drive, let's park somewhere pretty. Whether we share Diet Coke in the woods or at my favorite bookstore in the city, will you go with me? Will you go with me?
got so many things about me that I'd like to hide. You're picking up the pieces underneath, you see the shine. I don't want to say it first, I don't want to wind up hurt. You seem to think I'm worth the work. I've got so many things that I'd like to hide. You're picking up the pieces underneath, you see the shine. I don't want to say it first, because I don't want to wind up hurt. You seem to think I'm worth the work. You see a diamond where I see dirt.
Chloe Louise, right here and live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. Chloe, what has been the key change in your music over the past decade?
Oh, wow. Well, the subject matter with the boys that they're about, probably the songs they're about. No, I would say, like, the thing is that, like, no matter what, at the core of my songs, it doesn't really matter what the track sounds like. It's always been about the songwriting. So that has remained the same. The thing that's changed is that I feel a lot more empowered to just, like, say what I want to say. And also I make music for myself versus, like, you know, the thought of, like, how someone else is going to, like, interpret it. And it's always ends up being better that way. Like, people tend to relate to that stuff way more than if you're thinking too hard about, like, what are my friends going to like to sing along with at my shows or whatever. It's when you stick to being just, like, writing what you care about and what you're feeling and what you know, it ends up shining through, I think.
What do you think was the main thing that changed your empowerment feeling?
I would say probably my son being born and going through that. And
kind of a trauma.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I know we make jokes about it, but it really is that. It's like, you know, you get you go through something like that, as you know, and it's like all you want to do is be able. One of the things I thought to myself during that time was like, I just hope I get to make music again. I get to make music with my friends. I hope I get to play shows again, all those things. And so to even just, like, be here talking about this and singing is pretty cool, considering, you know, my little dude and I, neither of us were supposed to make it off the table, and he's thriving, and, like, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Getting back to playing music is a great motivator on your journey kind of in health, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I realize, you know, what really means a lot in life.
Yeah, and getting to share some of that stuff, you know, like with other people who have been through similar experiences and that kind of stuff. It's been, it's really special. It's cool.
And you just recently got back from Missouri. Are you gonna be booking some shows down in Missouri?
I think I do spend some time in Missouri. I was going to say, I wrote a song about living by the water. I don't run away to the water now. I run away to a field in the middle of nowhere. But
how far out in the middle of nowhere are you guys now? It's that far out, huh?
I fly into the Springfield airport, and then I get picked up in a truck, and then I get taken about 45 minutes, right? Yeah. And that's where... I go, the Ozark County. I don't know where I'm going. Like, I really don't. It's so funny. It's the around that area.
Well, how do we download your music and keep up with Chloe Louise online?
You can follow me on Instagram, Hey Chloe Louise. I post all my shows, all my stuff there, and my stories, that kind of thing. Also, other things and my new songs and stuff I always am sharing on there, the behind the scenes stuff. I post stuff. You can just follow my personal page on Facebook is better, just because that's where I actually follow stuff. So just Chloe Louise everywhere. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, all the streaming platforms. My song just came out, 914, Handle With Care. Please listen. And I love Max Inc. and I love Rocker and Jane. And thanks for always putting me on the radio.
We love you too.
Oh, thank
you. Pretty cool.
You've been
a supporter of me for a long time.
That's right.
It's pretty cool to, like, maybe we don't come from the same jams, the same style of music, but you've always respected me and, like, rooted for me, and that's really, really...
Oh, I love all music.
We love it.
Chloe Louise, thank you so much for coming into the studio to play for us tonight, and we really appreciate it. We have time for one more song tonight. It's called Survivor's Guilt.
Yes.
And is this a new video game?
Oh, man. If that's the case, baby, I'm leveling up.
What's this song about?
This really is the umbrella song of my project that I made, you know, during my time of healing with my son postpartum and recovery. You know, sometimes it's like, you know, we kind of had a situation that was a little bit, you know, there's scenarios where we made it and other people didn't. And that's its own version of survivor's guilt. It's like looking at what's going on in the world. And
Why am I still here?
You go through a lot of that when, you talk about that as well. It's a lot of like, even, you know, I've kind of gone through a lot of extremes in the last, especially decade. And it's always like, what the heck? Why am I still here? And I think it's probably just to, you know, sing songs on Max Inc. Radio. And
that's it.
Try and, you know, make people happier than they woke up this morning, I guess. And, or making you so crushingly sad with my sad songs. One of the two. Make you feel something.
Well, let's check it out. You have one more song. This is called Survivor's Guilt. You're listening to Chloe Louise live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio.
Count the days since I've been outside. I don't wanna tell the truth, so I lied, paid the price, but it wasn't my crime. I've been catching my breath my whole life. I almost feel like there's too many options, getting second opinions. Now I'm baseline exhausted and it's starting to feel like everyone's watching. I can't help but hate them. If I shared this song with you, would you miss the girl you knew? Would you want to know the truth that I survived? She died that June. And I feel like I'm screaming that all of my feelings out loud at the top of my lungs. You either can't hear me or you don't believe me. At war with myself that I won. Yeah. Statistically speaking, we seem to be needing something bigger than just to give us a feeling. A sign to stop leaving. I don't want to get back to us. This feeling I feel, I get from a pill. Yeah, I know now that I'm not to blame, cause you took advantage. I hate to be graphic, but you're not worth me saying your name. I'm starting to think that the hard times are over. I don't thank a God for the fact that I'm sober. I'm looking back now that I'm a bit older. Like in this bar, my story got colder. Usually I'll write things that are catchy and more lyrical. I don't believe in Jesus, do believe in miracles. Usually I'll write things that are catchy and more lyrical. I don't believe in Jesus, I believe in miracles. I'll admit it hasn't been easy. Most days I walked uphill, but I'm moving on. Leave it all in this song. A few chords and survivor's guilt.
Wow, very cool. Chloe Louise, live from the Mad City. Thank you so much for coming down. We
Thank
really
you
appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
Wow. Well, let's talk about, you know what, next week.
Yeah, next week.
Next week, you know what? It's me and my wife Alice. It's our 28th anniversary. So
congratulations.
We're gonna be out celebrating, and Rob Roberts is gonna be here spinning local music on Max Inc. Radio next week. And then we are back the week after that, November 1st. Rob Roberts will be back in the studio with me. Jane, you're...
Yeah, I'll be in Illinois, but I may take a phone call, though.
Oh, all right. And we're going to have the guests Bad Wolf and Lily Slay will be performing live from the Mad City. That all happens November 1st. And, of course, next week, Rob Roberts will be in. I'm Rocker, here with Jane. We had Chloe Louise. Thank you to Madison Uphoff and Susan Messino tonight.
Oh, yeah, they were excellent.
Excellent show, and we have plenty coming up. Make sure to send your music in, music@civicmedia.us, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
WMDX in the Mad City, Four Lakes, State Street, and 9,000 Hemp Shops.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Across the nation today, thousands of No Kings protests. ABC's Andrew Dimbert in New York's Times Square.
Most protesters we talk to say it's a referendum on the Trump administration. Some people out here protesting specific Trump administration policies, like his crackdown on immigration.
President Trump today posting on social media that the two survivors of an American military air attack on a suspected drug-carrying submarine in the Caribbean Thursday will be sent to Ecuador and Colombia, their home countries. Two others were said to have been killed in that attack. The State Department said in a statement published today that the United States has informed the guarantor nations of the Gaza peace agreement of credible reports indicating a ceasefire violation by Hamas against Gazans. It comes after a series of videos emerged of Hamas-linked fighters carrying out a series of shocking public executions. This is ABC News.